Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Here we go. It's time for Jessica Festa. She is here at the Optilux Wellness Center. So the last couple of weeks I've been out and about revisiting old friends, making new friends along the rivers and highways and byways of Western Pennsylvania, interviewing all these coaches, high school coaches. I can't tell you how many times this stuff comes up in the conversation. It's become mainstream for student athletes, has it not?
It really has. And I love this time of year. And good luck to everybody in the Whippeels today. We got crushed by a couple of those teams. So I love you, but I don't. Truly good luck today. And please be careful out there. And if anything does happen to you, please remember that Doc was actually a high school football star in his day. And that's actually what got him into chiropractic, was a football injury. And so here he is, you know, 40 years later, still loving to take care of high school athletes and kind of go back to where he began. So if you or one of your children or grandchildren does get injured in any of their sports, please keep us in mind. It really is what we do. And we have teenagers, so our finger is kind of on the pulse of what's going on right now. But with PRP, it's such an effective tool to give your student the leg up in healing. And, you know, a lot of kids are playing for their lives, so to speak. Like, they want to get into college. They need some scholarship help. And if you have something like a torn ligament or a sprained knee or a sprained ankle, I can't tell you how many kids on our team were off on just sprains and strains. It wasn't anything like that required surgery. A couple of them did. But those are the kind of injuries that linger, those sprained ankles, those sprained knees, and that sort of thing. We can take care of that, and we can get them back on the field, back to 100% in no time. So good luck, everybody. I love this time of year, but as a mom, I still get all nervous for them.
Well, but here's the thing that I've noticed. So when your husband was starring on that Valley football team, and I was covering sports and did for 20 years, you just had the three. You know, you had your basketball, boys and girls, and you had football, and you had some spring sports. But now you've got field hockey, lacrosse, soccer, young men and women across the board. I mean, even high-end dance as far as become competitive dance and cheerleading. So what you all do is not just for the football player out
there. No, absolutely not. My gosh, these competitive cheer teams, they are something else. I didn't know little bodies could throw other little bodies up in the air that high, but wow. I was a cheerleader and I was basic. I was a basic cheerleader and I got dropped. And that's actually one of the things that I had gone to Dr. Weiner back in the day. I was in seventh grade and they dropped me and I fell on my tailbone and he had to pull my tailbone back out. And that was one of my favorite memories of Dr. Weiner. Let me tell you, he and I both were like, okay, we just got to do this. And but it fixed it. But, you know, even in cheerleading, they sprain their wrists, they sprain their ankles and all of these different things. So at least have your kids under chiropractic care. That's, you know, first and foremost. But God forbid something a little bit more would happen to them, that there's an actual injury to the muscle or a ligament. We still have you covered on that as well.
All right. So listen, we're going to dive into exactly what they do at the Optilux Wellness Center. We're going to roll out the red carpet, go through everything A to Z. But I want you all to understand this. If you're dealing with these joint issues and you need help, this regenerative cellular therapy is designed to maintain, heal, and regenerate tissue. Type of therapy is great for knee issues, shoulder, ACL tears, back pain, degenerative disc, or damaged tendons. So what you need to do this Saturday morning, you need to call this number, first and last name, and leave a working number. They will get back to you. They're located in New Kensington on Stevenson Boulevard. Don't live with that pain any longer. And with the holidays coming up, if you get in there soon, you can get out of that pain before you start hanging all the tinsel and enjoying time with family and friends. So 724-335-5210, 724-335-5210. Let's go back to square one, how this whole journey started for you all.
Wow, that's a long time ago. Doc graduated from Palmer with his doctorate in 92, so he's been in practice since then. The first journey started with chiropractic care. That's our first love, taking care of bodies without drugs and surgery, having people express their full potential by having their spine in alignment, letting everything in their nervous system work at 100%. If your spine is out of alignment, whatever organ or system is on the other end of the nerve that that spine is protecting, it's just simply not working. Like if you get your hose stuck under the tire when you're washing your car, sure, the water's still trickling, but it's not working 100%. All you have to do is take the pressure off that hose, you're back in business. Same thing with the spinal cord. That whole bony cage is there to protect the spinal cord. That spinal cord tells every part of your body what to do. The signals coming out of the brain go down through the spinal cord and out through the nerves to tell your heart, your kidneys, your liver, every chemical reaction. All of these things have to be told what to do. If you interfere with that at the spinal level, you're at a disadvantage immediately. So that's why we check children at birth. My kids were still attached to the umbilical cord when Ron checked them the first time. Many times. The first trauma to the spine is actually during childbirth. There's a lot of force. If like I used the midwife, he wasn't allowed to touch my baby. You're allowed to catch the baby. Don't touch him. Do not pull on him. Like God has this covered. Nature has this covered. And I was blessed to have two wonderful births where that was the, you know, possible. But in a lot of them, it's very much a let's get this baby out of you situation. And there's pulling and there's tugging and it damages their spinal cord and it.
They never develop the right way.
And they never develop the right way. And then I see like, so I have new babies in the family right now. My brother just had a baby. My niece is pregnant. She's due in January. And I'm so always hypervigilant when I see babies in carriers and their little head is like all cranked sideways.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you as an adult fell asleep in your armchair and your neck was in that position and you woke up, tell me how you would feel. Right? These infants have to be cared for. They have to be propped. They have to be positioned so that they grow right. You don't stick a tomato plant or one of your vines out there with no stake or else it falls over and it doesn't have the support to hold itself up. Neither do infants. They are just squishy little things and they have to grow in into something that's strong and firm. And if you don't prop them, if you don't make sure that they're in the right alignment from the beginning, they're at a disadvantage. From education to sleeping to eating to temperament, all of these things that are just the human experience are at a disadvantage from the beginning. So our first love being chiropractic, we have a family practice. So we do people from birth through death. There's nobody in between there that scares us or that we go, oh, we don't really know what to do with you. Ron has really gone above and beyond this whole time. I mean, there's not a day that he doesn't text me in the middle of the day and send me some new study or some new, you know, confirmation of what we've been saying for many years. Excuse me. And and so it's always interesting to me to find out when we were like 20 years ahead of something or 10 years ahead of something before it was mainstream. Like we were talking super bugs a long time ago, like as a profession in our seminars, and then saying the overuse of antibiotics is going to cause these bacteria and these viruses to morph into something so far ahead of us scientifically that we're not going to be able to catch up. At this point, you have bacteria eating penicillin as their food. So penicillin is not a very worthy candidate now for fighting off infection. And that's just because of the overuse of antibiotics and things like that. And so as we evolved through just the whole thing from, from chiropractic and trying to treat the subluxation and free people up, getting them off of their own nerves, letting them express their full potential, then you have this aging thing that comes along. Once you've been in practice, you know, 25, 30 years, your patients went from 30-year-olds to 60-year-olds, and it went in a hurry. Why, how does 30 years go that fast?
It does.
It's crazy.
It is.
And that's when I realized, like, wow, this whole being proactive mindset is really important, because you look away for a minute and a decade passed. You know, we always talk about how busy I am. I'm in the throes of raising children.
Absolutely.
My kids, Cecilia's about to be 14. Carson just turned 16. I have no idea where it went. It was just from one feeding, one trip to the grocery store, one trip to this field or that field. And all of a sudden, my firstborn is about to be driving. But if you're not proactive, that means you're just not being conscious, and you've got to be present, and you have to be present with your health, or before you know it, that thing that was just achy in the mornings or achy when it was going to rain is now a full-blown 24/7 sort of issue for you.
Excellent, excellent stuff. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about how this stuff specifically can help knee, shoulder, all sorts of back pain issues as well. Please stay with us, and I highly urge you to call this morning. Let them at least see what they can do for you to get you out of that pain and get you back on track. 724-335-5210. She's Jessica Festa. I'm Rob Pratt. This is the Optilux Wellness Center, Pittsburgh Works Hour on KDKA. Good morning. All right, so we're going to pick up on exactly what they do and how it helps everything from knee and shoulder issues and back pain and degenerative disc and arthritis. But we want to continue to take you through the timeline of the Optilux Wellness Center to let you know how long and how experienced and how professional they are at what they do. So next part of the timeline.
Next part of the timeline. So, yeah, once we went through all the chiropractic thing and we've been doing that forever and our patients were getting older and facing, you know, knee replacements or hip replacements, if they hadn't come to us on a regular basis. And let me put that out there. Chiropractic care is not a once in a lifetime thing. And I hear a lot of people, and it's funny that it's like the non-selling point, that it's what talks people out of starting chiropractic, is like, oh, I heard once you go, you always have to go. Okay, well, once you drink water, you really should keep drinking water.
Well, let me tell you, I went every 6 weeks for years, and I haven't been there for months, and my neck feels like it's got a vice grip on it.
Yeah, and it happens quickly. Even myself, I didn't get adjusted last Monday when I was there. Usually I do massages on Monday.
Right.
I get adjusted and I go on with my day. Well, this time I had to run out for Cecilia and grab her from school early, and I didn't get adjusted. I am like, I notice. I'm not dying over here, but I notice.
Big difference.
And so I have been adjusted literally since birth. My parents had us under chiropractic care, not all the time, but that was our go-to. We didn't use medicine. We didn't do anything like that unless it was absolutely necessary. But they had us under regular chiropractic care for anything that came up. So I was blessed to be one of those people. My kids are blessed to be those people. And I can see the difference in their health versus other children's health. It's very, I mean, it's actually visible to me. I can see the difference in their skin, in the brightness of their eyes, in their temperament. My kids never had terrible twos, ever. Neither one of them. And I hear it from my clients and stuff. Oh my goodness, they're moving into this and they're just being so defiant and all that. First of all, I don't think my kids would have ever dared. But second of all, I just think that it matters what you feed them, whether or not they start to act up or not. It matters what kind of rest they get. And I was crazy about their nap times. They were in their cribs with the air fan on, with me patting them. Like, there was a regimen to their life. And I did that till they went to school. And was that convenient? No, it wasn't. But I knew that that was what was best for creating a healthy human and a really great child. And I have truly been blessed to have two amazing children. But just like them and your health, you have to put the time in and you have to be willing to get up and go to those workouts, to get up and say, you know what? Yeah, I'm really craving this sugar or that sugar, but this is a physiological response to me withdrawing the sugar. I have to fight through this. It's like fighting off cigarettes or alcohol or any other drug. Sugar is the number one addictive drug on this planet. And we start our kids out so young where everything about their lives is centered around sugar. All of their rewards are sugar-based. All of their, you know, treats and even their meals at this point have so much sugar in them. And so when you have a very sugar-heavy diet, you have a very acidic system. And that acidic system just causes dis-ease. And then you add on the subluxations to that. And then if you don't get your hips aligned and you're eating high sugar, high salt, high fat, low water, I can't tell you how many people just don't drink water. Water is, dehydration is the cause of the beginning of 99% of all disease. If your body can't clean itself, then it means it's dirty and it's going to get sick. That's just how this thing works. You can't argue with me about that. So if you think that you're having your morning coffee into your afternoon iced tea into your evening wine and you're good, that's, you're lying to yourself and you're setting yourself up for failure. So it's small things like drink water, get adjusted, keep your body moving, all of those things. But if you didn't do that and you weren't crazy about keeping track of it, now you're into a degenerative phase in your life. By the time you're into your 40s, maybe you've played some high school sports like the rest of us, you start to feel it. And so that's where we are now. We needed a solution for people who made it to the degenerative phase of things that we could no longer get them to or maintain their health from the beginning. Now we've got to apply something. And so still not wanting to cut or numb or dumb the body down, we got into regenerative medicine.
Any seminars coming up?
Monday, this Monday, actually, at 12:30. Thank you for reminding me. So Monday the 20th at our office in New Kensington, exit 14 off of Route 28. It's an easy drive from anywhere now. Most of the construction is cleared up, thank God. And yeah, we just come in at 12:30 and we'll talk through regen.
All right, when we come back, she's going to talk about, and we're going to pinpoint how it can help those of you dealing with knee, shoulder, and back issues, lower back especially, all of that from degenerative disc, arthritis. Stay where you're at. This is the OptiLux Wellness Center Hour with Jessica Festa and Rob Pratt. Again, their phone number is 724-335-5210, 724-335-5210. Back with more in a moment. Okay, Jessica Festa is here, OptiLux Wellness Center. Now, we're going to get into knee, shoulder, ACL tears, back pain associated with degenerative disc, damaged tendons, arthritis, how what they do with PRP and how what they do with regenerative cellular therapy can get you out of pain, no surgery, no hospital stays, and no, if any, downtime. Go ahead.
Right. So once we moved into regenerative medicine, it was a no-brainer for us, realizing that it matched our philosophy, where we don't want to cut the body up. We don't want to numb it with medication. We don't want to delay it, and we don't want to just ignore it. You need to do something when you're in that kind of pain. So when we see people in chronic back pain, maybe you've been getting adjusted and maybe for whatever reason, it just feels like it's not enough or it's not staying or it's not working. Well, sometimes the spinal ligaments can actually get stretched and worn from whatever you've done. Maybe you've had a herniated disc. Maybe you've just had a job where you bent forward a lot. A lot of my guys from the mill, they just had chronic low back pain. And so what you're able to do with PRP, this platelet-rich plasma, is to actually inject it into the paraspinal muscles. Those paraspinal muscles are what help hold the spine upright and to twist and move. There's several sets of them that either help you bend forward, backwards, side to side, or rotate. So there's a lot to aim at. There's a lot to figure out. And it depends on where is your deficit? What can you do and what can you not do? And then we aim at that set of muscles. Not every muscle is just randomly placed in the body. Every muscle has a very specific use in the body. And it is, again, to either bend forward, backwards, side to side, or rotate. And you have to be able to know where is the deficit. You can't just say, my shoulder hurts. There's a lot going on in a shoulder. You wouldn't believe how much is going on in a shoulder. So if you can't lift your shoulder up, maybe it's not in the actual, like the ball of the shoulder, but maybe it's in your scapula. Maybe it's in the subscapula. We need to find those things out. But then what you do is you inject this PRP, platelet-rich plasma. That is a blood product of your own. We do a blood draw from you. You spin that blood into a centrifuge. And then we put this concentrated layer of PRP, platelet-rich plasma, and we inject that back into your own body. We don't mix it with anything. It's just that blood product being put back into you in a concentrated form in a specific area, which then causes that soft tissue to heal. What's that healing from? Well, what did you do to it? Is it stretched out? Then it'll tighten it up. Did you strain it? Then it'll shore it up. Did you sprain it? Well, then it's going to tighten and shore it up. So there's all these different things that a muscle can actually be experiencing. But the great thing is when you don't impose yourself on somebody else's body, right, by cutting it or by putting a medication, let's just see what happens, or even PT. Like, I'm all for PT. I'm not against it at all. But it has to be used in conjunction with something else to make sure that you're getting out of it. Those guys have amazing knowledge as to how to isolate which muscle or which ligament or which tendon. What did you hurt? And that's by them testing in which function of yours is lacking. Can you rotate? Can you bend? Where's that? And then they narrow it down to one muscle. But here's the thing. If that muscle is already sprained, strained, or otherwise, and now you've isolated it and now you're working it, is that helping it? I know the intention is to strengthen it, to get blood flow into the area. That's all great and well. But if you don't fix the muscle and then work it, right? You want to fix it and strengthen it. You don't want to keep overworking something that's already in distress. So in a lot of instances, they're going to go through a knee replacement surgery and then go through PT. Great. You've fixed the problem and then you're strengthening the area. That's prudent. But when I have people come in and say, well, I'm going to PT for my shoulder, but they don't fix what's wrong in the shoulder. Well, now you're just kind of continuing to overwork it. Most of the degeneration comes, or the arthritis, right? Everybody has arthritis. Arthritis is a catch-all diagnosis in my mind. It's either you overworked an area or you underworked an area. And it's aching or it's painful, and they'll put an arthritis on it. Well, that's great, but what's been the solution for arthritis up until now? NSAIDs, you've got your Advil, you've got your Aleve, you pick your favorite one of the top five, right? You walk into Walmart and you pick one off the shelf and you hope that it works. You take it for a few days. Oh, that worked. I went and mowed the grass. Now my knee hurts even more. Why? Well, because all you did was numb the body and tell it to shush. You didn't fix the problem. So now, I know I said shush, but now you end up going through life every morning, popping an Advil with your oatmeal. This isn't life. You're not fixing anything. You're prolonging the pain, but you're also exacerbating. If you're taking these NSAIDs for arthritis, you're actually speeding that process up to a deeper arthritic condition. These pills, by their nature, by their chemical composition, are going to, it's not a matter of it might, they are going to break down the cartilage in the tissue in the body that you are trying to numb in order to get through the day. So you're speeding up the arthritic condition that you're experiencing by taking NSAIDs. So what we do for arthritis is the number one degenerative condition, I would have to say. It's the most widespread from many age groups. People start into this in their 20s, I hear, that they're given an arthritis diagnosis. If that's you, then that's just because they didn't know what else to do with you. So here's the kicker is now with regenerative medicine, you are combating degenerative conditions. That's the opposite. Up until recent years, we haven't had this. Regenerative medicine is 40 going on 50 years old in its research and its uses, but now we have it down to such an easy science and such an easy understanding that we are doing it in our offices. We've hired a medical team, so it's not a chiropractor that's doing this. The chiropractor will do your exam in our office. The chiropractor will do your exam. Then the medical doctor will also do his own exam, and then we'll decide, what do you need? So if it's an arthritic condition, if it's a wear and tear, if it's a breakdown of the soft tissue, we're likely going to start with PRP. It's a few hundred dollars. Insurance does not cover it. The only time I get insurance to cover any kind of regen is in a work comp case or an auto accident. So if you have either one of those and you've had whiplash, or you hit your knees off of the dashboard, or you hit your ribs off the steering wheel and you just feel like, okay, there aren't any bones broken, but I feel like I was hit by a car, we need to talk, because you don't need to have those lingering soft tissue injuries. We can use the PRP in that instance. If you're closer to bone on bone, we're going to move into that regenerative cellular therapy, which includes the mesenchymal stem cells, which are brilliant little cells. I cannot ever be overimpressed with nature. Mesenchymal stem cells are a cell in everybody's body that are capable of becoming many, many different kinds of tissues, including neural tissue, including bone. Now, PRP, it doesn't do anything for the bone. It just works soft tissue. PRP is you in your blood. These mesenchymal stem cells in the matrix that we purchase from a stem cell bank are actually from donated umbilical cord tissue. So there's this lining on the umbilical cord called Wharton's jelly. It's the number one harvestable area for mesenchymal stem cells. You're going to give birth and somebody's going to throw that away. Instead of them throwing away that umbilical cord, the mothers donate it to the stem cell banks. They process it. It's not a blood product, so you don't have to be blood typed. But these cells can then be transferred from person to person. They're immunoprivileged, so you don't need to have a blood typing. There's no rejection rate because they're cells your body already has, already recognizes and knows what to do with. We don't mix it with anything. We simply give you, by the tens of millions, you are given a recommendation as to, well, this is what your knee or your hip or your shoulder, or maybe you're starting with some dementia, some Alzheimer's. There are 9 different kinds of Alzheimer's. 7 of them can be helped with stem cells. And we're able to then pick a treatment protocol that would best suit your situation. And then if it's not what you can afford, if you say, I don't have $8,000. All right, well, let's go down some, because we could sell these things in 10 million, 20 million, 30, 50 million in their lot. And then we just build from there. We do whatever we can within your budget to make you as comfortable as possible. And then if you just are willing to invest in yourself, you are able to take back a solid 10 years of time of wear and tear and degeneration on your body. So it's exciting for us to be able to offer that to our patients at this point of their lives where they think, oh, here we are. Now I'm stuck. You know, you kind of wait to see, when do I end up on this medication that I never get off of? Or when am I going to have to go in for surgery? That's a terrible waiting game. And I just want you all to know, everybody that is listening, you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait until you can't stand it anymore. Please be proactive early. If you have kids that are my age, I'm 45. If you have grandkids that are my kids' age, 15, 16, you can use these products then. Encourage them with what you've heard. Encourage them to look into me, into what we do. Maybe come to this seminar on Monday at 12:30 at the office. Get this information in your handbag for treating your body without having to do drugs and surgery. It's such a viable option where there's no downtime and it's simply an injection. There's only a couple of injections that would need to happen. If we were trying to rebuild a whole knee, you're basically going to have PRP, your first injection. You're going to come back a week or two later, get the regenerative cellular therapy, put that in, and then we go a couple months and you get PRP again. So it's not a long drawn out process. Each visit, you can come, drive yourself home. You're not sedated. There's no stitches or anything like that. It's so, so easy.
Make the call. Do it today. Leave your name and number this Saturday morning. They'll get back to you. 724-335-5210. 724-335-5210. Jessica Festig. Let them get you out of that pain at the Optilux Wellness Center. Okay, back for just a couple of more minutes. Tell them about the seminar, please.
Okay, the seminar this Monday, the 20th, Monday at 12:30 at our office in New Kensington, 12:30. Just give us a little bit of time. We'll go through the regenerative medicine thing, let you know what we can do. If you want to schedule an exam for that day, I have room for one more. During and after the seminar, Doc will be there for you to have some questions answered. But if you want to get that exam, I need you to call in this morning and leave your name and number. We'll just take the first come, first serve. And if the time frame will work for you, you can have that appointment. Understand that Medicare does not cover regenerative medicine. What it will cover is the exam, any x-rays that are involved, the office visit, all of those things that are typical covered by Medicare things. But with regenerative medicine, it's inexpensive and it's out of pocket. And so with a PRP injections, you're talking a few hundred dollars, depending on how much you need and where it's got to go, the volume that's involved. With the mesenchymal stem cells in the matrix, that's called regenerative cellular therapy, that goes into a few thousand dollars. But a few thousand dollars is nothing when you're talking about having your mobility back. My mom and I always go to the craft shows, and the, you know, there's the Monroeville craft show. The Christmas show is this weekend. And, you know, like Rob was talking on in his show before this one about going downtown for light up night. These are all things that we all get excited about. And the guys were talking about their memories, clear back to childhood and clear back to the beginning of Rob's career. And you could just hear, right, how people light up when they talk about the memories that they're making. The memories of me and my mom going to the theater, or us going to a craft show, or me taking my kids out into the woods and walking, or anything like that, those are memories. But you have to be there to make these memories. And I don't want you to be at the age where you think, I have to stop making memories and now the memories are all I have. We can get you out of pain. We can get you to the point that you can start going and enjoying the events that you like to enjoy. But it needs to take a small investment. You're not going to need to remortgage the house. These are just a few thousand dollars. Like the cost of a current refrigerator is what you would put in for like a new knee, for you to have full mobility back and be out of pain. We have so many great stories that have come out of our office in these last few years. And we're just delighted. We love to be able to give people their lives back and to be able to continue to have them make memories. The holidays are here. We have people who are already calling to use this as their Christmas gift for their significant other. So if that is something that interests you, that you and your spouse or you and your kids would like to invest in yourselves for Christmas instead of another gift that just goes unnoticed by June, you can be up and walking around and comfortable. And so invest in yourself. Have a wonderful holiday. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. And I'll talk to you guys next month.
So what's your favorite pie?
My favorite pie has to be pumpkin. In our house, it is pumpkin all the way. And it needs to be cold. I do not like it warm.
And it can't be runny.
No. We like a firm, cold pumpkin pie in our house.
Heavily sedated with Ready Whip.
Yes. And yes, absolutely. I have to buy two cans at a time.
Listen, it's always a joy. Please keep up the great work. You're changing people's lives every day.
I appreciate the time. Love you guys.
All right. 724-335-5210. 724-335-5210.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? snag an electric fireplace, and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.